Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, broadcast exclusively on Odyssey. Let the shenanigans begin.
Well, Charles, welcome to the Men's Room Happy Hour, exclusively on Odyssey and the Odyssey app. Thank you for joining us for episode number 1.5. This is our half celebration.
Oh, we're only doing a half episode today?
No, we're doing this is our episode 1.5.
Oh.
We're doing a full episode.
Gotcha.
But the number is 1.5.
Okay. I'll put that on there.
Yeah. Welcome to the weekend. Ted, you are going out of town, heading down to California.
I am. Palm Desert.
Palm Desert.
Palm Desert.
What's you are, Desert? You're going and missing, all the fun stuff is done, right? Coachella's over.
Mm-hmm.
Stagecoach is over.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. All that stuff's done. This is like technically their off season now.
This is the off season.
Does that mean you save money a little bit?
Yeah, that area of the country, this is the off season.
Is that because it's so hot?
Correct.
Okay.
So it's been like 104, 105 all week, but this weekend's only going to be like 87.
Ooh.
All right.
I feel like of 85.
So this is a perfect pool, kind of a
pool. I think we're grilling some steaks by the pool. Got to go to the 420 bank. Which is like a weed shop.
I was going to say, what is that? And then as soon as I thought that, I'm like, it's kind of been the name.
But it's California, so you get to like smoke and hang out in there and like shoot pool.
Oh,
it's like
right.
Going
oh, no
to a
kidding.
Bar.
Oh, you can cool. Smoke weed in the really?
Yeah.
I'm pumped
for that. Frankly, I'm kind of fired up for some of the old school Jewish delis.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be super good. And then
what's the place you're going to? The Nest. Now, please explain exactly what the appeal of The Nest is.
So it's super old school.
All right.
Like, if you're just going for dinner. But as far as Palm Desert goes, they have, like, music and dancing. They have, like, the same DJs all the time. But it's supposed to be, like, the hookup spot and then also, like, the spot for cougars.
All right. Now, when you brought this up yesterday, all right, we're in the office. You said it's this cougar bar. I'm thinking Wazoo. Okay.
Oh.
Now, Miles walks in. Miles has played golf down there, so he says, oh, yeah, that's the spot. And then I started piecing together, they're talking about women, not the Wazoo mascot there.
Correct.
You said it's like this notorious cougar bar, the spot for cougars. And I'm like, kind of weird, but cool.
Yeah, my
that's
buddy.
That's where Wazoo goes. And then when Miles started saying something, I'm like, I am so wrong about this. No wonder Ted's so excited.
Yeah, I text my one buddy about it, and he's like, what? And he goes, all right. He goes, I asked AI about it. And that was like the third thing. Cougar Bar.
All right.
So there's a good chance you won't see me on Monday.
Yeah. What'd you say? You're looking for a rich old lady?
Yep. You know.
A sugar mama.
Jesus Christ.
All the good stuff hitting, you know, we have white wine spritzers in the a.m., eat dinner around 4:35.
Yeah.
Home by 9 or 10.
Here's a review. From Nancy, from South Carolina.
Ooh, Nancy.
We arrived around 6:30 on a Saturday. We're told that we'd have to vacate the table by 8:30 to honor a prior reservation, which was perfectly fair, no problem. We saw the cowgirl, the clown, and the SWAT team Navy SEAL bouncer at the door. Interesting vibe with lots of older couples, 60s and 70s, when we arrived. Around 8, in poured what looked like 40s divorced Real Housewives. Dressed for the red carpet.
Ted has a big ass smile.
Absolutely no men. Locals refer to this place as Cougar Town, but there were very few men for them to pick up. Supposedly, this is the only place to dance to in the greater Palm Springs area. That explains the line out the door of cougars.
Jesus.
Like Studio 54 in 1976. This is from a fucking woman.
Dude, your odds.
And we have a reservation tonight at 9.
At 9.
Oh.
Okay.
So we get to skip the line. I'm going to get a steak and then go dancing with these old broads.
People were dancing and singing, very festive, with a first day cowgirl dancing throughout the place, then walks in a clown. Wife had the eggplant parmesan. Fantastic.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
And the food is good.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to be the spot.
Jesus Christ.
And the desert, like everybody says, like my buddy was telling me, they're like, it's a good place to go chill. It's like outside of this place, like, there ain't much going on at night.
Right. Yeah. I can believe it.
Tried to get around 8:30. Apparently, the dinner crowd was still inside, so it was one out, one in. However, just when you thought a few more could go inside, someone with money would drive up and get allowed in without having to wait in line.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
Finally, nice. After an hour and a half of standing in line, we were given a green light. Go inside. That's from Eddie in Costa Mesa, California.
I can understand why Eddie waited in line for an hour and a half. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
90 minutes for you get the Cougar Buffet.
Right. So MCTP from the podcast, he's been down there for years. I finally got down to Austin to see Cobb in the last couple of years. Been down there 3 times. So I was like, all right, Matt, come down to visit you. And he talks about waiting in that line, but he was like, dude, I actually got us a reservation. So we can skip the line and then party.
Wow. And that'll be a good look.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Just rolling in like, I'm going to wait in line. It's not what I do.
No, not at all. I mean, I might just, who knows?
This is nuts. It was amazing. Then the owners split up. Now they have armed guards.
Oh.
I don't think it's appropriate to have a guy with a gun next to the DJ watching us dance, but that's what you're going to get.
Armed guards.
God damn.
Jesus, I can't imagine it's like going crazy in
there. We're told by the doorman to stop and only use the dance floor, which was, by the way, right by the entrance. There's all kinds of crazy shit in here, man. This sounds like it's going to be a hoot. I mean, I don't know what you're
going
to get.
It sounds like it's going to be fun, dude.
Yeah.
If all that shit's going on, I'm like, cool.
Yeah, and you figure if we don't have dinner reservations till 9, like you get done around 10:30, like people should be already liquored up.
Yeah, I was going to say, they'll be in a good headspace for you.
Yeah, okay. For sure.
All right. There's a chance you might get laid in this place.
I know. I'm fired up about it. Pumped and the good news is I have extra house if I need it.
Oh, really?
Right.
Yeah, Matt's, that's kind of key.
What do you mean you have an extra house?
Well, Matt lives down there, but his dad, who I'm friends with, also owns a home down there, and he's not there. So
he doesn't live in his dad's spot. He's got his own place.
Right. So he's like, dude, if you pick up a chick, he's like, just go to my dad's house. I'm like, nice.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I mean, you got to now.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this. Goddamn.
Dude, look at that picture.
Look at this, Dad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, boobs. Boobs. There's some boobs over here.
I see one dude, two dudes in that entire, three. There we go.
I'll check this shit out. Oh, come on. Get the fuck out of here.
That's what I'm saying, boys.
Right?
I mean, that's for even 10 years plus.
Oh, they got fucking snails. Jesus Christ.
They're famous for their escargot.
Are they?
That's what the menu said.
Oh, my fucking God. Look at this.
I don't know the thing.
Look at this. Look at those things. Jesus God, woman.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Holy back pain, Batman.
I know. Oh, man. She's
God.
She's gotten work done.
There is a clown walking around.
Look at this clown.
Maybe I'll be the clown.
I bet you're not going to give a shit about him that night.
No. I'll be dancing with the clown.
I cannot believe.
Look at us.
Yeah. I cannot believe everything that people say is true. I've heard nothing about exactly what I'm seeing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one has given me a review of this place that I cannot look at pictures and go, Jesus Christ, they're right. What a spot. And it's.
Yeah. I am pumped.
Yeah, you should be, bro. I mean, I'm just looking at all these videos.
The sports
and
on TVs.
Yeah.
It looks like the food is really, really good.
Yeah, and then, right, that's it. And then Saturday, we're just going to kind of roam around town, hit that 420 bank. Dude, they have PBR seltzers that have THC in them.
Jesus.
Yeah.
You ever thought when you're drinking a Pabst?
At the Nest?
Wish I had weed.
No, at that 420 bank. But I like the idea of, like, you're not even drinking booze, but it's a PBR can and I'm shooting pool.
Yeah, man, there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
420 bank.
I do feel like I kind of cursed my cousin's beer garden, though, which, for the record, has been...
Massachusetts?
Yeah. Smith Family Beer Garden has been rebranded as Neptunes.
Neptunes?
What?
Why are they rebranded?
Like, so they have a giant Neptune sculpture out there.
Okay.
When you first walk in.
All right.
But then also, they finally got their liquor license last summer.
Okay.
And the space indoor is really big, so they want to start having more shows, and they kind of wanted to, like, you know... Smith Family Beer Garden says, hey, let's go day drinking there. Maybe the kids are with us.
The Neptunes.
Neptunes. You know, it's same. They're like, look, still bring the kids during the day, but it's Neptunes.
Well, have they thought about, like, just Neptunes at night? Don't call it that, but I'm saying, like, hey, until 7 p.m., it's the Smith Family Beer Garden.
Yeah, we can't have double signage.
I don't think so.
No.
I would just have someone go out there and, like, flip it around. And once it says Neptunes, like, kids, get the hell out.
Do you think Matt will ever come back?
No.
I mean, is he just going to stay down there forever?
I mean, that place he works, which do not say it, is top level.
So once you're in there, you really don't want to leave?
Correct.
Okay.
And it's so funny because he had jury duty and he asked our other buddy who's a lawyer. He said, how do I get out of jury duty? And our buddy said, come on, man. It's like part of being an American. You got to serve on jury duty. They get sequestered. He meets this dude, starts BSing with him, tell him he's a personal trainer, yada, yada, yada. That guy was a member and ends up getting him an interview and got him that job.
Oh, damn. All right. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
He got a job through jury duty.
Through jury duty.
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. So,
like, he's like, thank God I went and did jury duty.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I was all fired up. I was driving in today and it's like Palm Springs. It's like Marilyn Monroe, Sinatra, Smith.
You know what else? I mean, look, okay, there's very few places that I've been to in my life. First of all, when you fly into Palm Springs, or more so when you fly out, because once you get to the airport, you're pretty well just jumping in a car, going where you're going. But on the way out, there are two outdoor bars.
Oh, no kidding.
Because the weather's perfect all the time. You are outside.
All right.
And look, turn around. Plane's fucking landing.
Huh.
You're sitting on a stool.
I'll check that out.
You can eat lunch out there. I mean, it's just weird to be at an airport where, you know, you're sitting outside of the bar just drinking.
Yeah.
Because it's so nice. You can. It's fucking awesome. Problem is, like you say, in 2 weeks, it's going to be 120 degrees until October, somewhere like that.
Yeah, from what Matt said, like, once you get to about May 1st, like, everything just empties out.
Yeah.
And all those people go somewhere else. I think, you know, like, especially if you're super rich and you live up here. That's what people do.
Right.
They'll spend the summers up here.
Go to like Bainbridge or something.
Or yeah, just even if you have a house in Seattle, then they spend the winters down there. Which, by the way, for the record, I'm always fine with the weather. I contend May is the toughest month here. Me and my buddy were out for a walk this morning. I was just like, feels like college football weather.
Sucks.
It's cold.
Well, the good news is that the California laws dictate if you were to try to buy a condo with somebody else. Because you can buy a condo down there for $250,000, right?
Yeah.
So you each put in $125,000. So you could buy it with somebody else. You have a condo. As long as you don't stay past 6 months, then you are not a full-time resident of California.
All right.
And you don't get
So that's probably part of it.
So that's why you do that half and half if you can.
All right.
So you just stay down there for 5 months, 5.5 months. Half the time, those people do drive down because they'll bring all of their shit with them.
Their car.
They don't leave a car down there. They just drive it back and forth, which I hear is the only thing that's about it. It's a pain in the ass. Unless you want to register a car in California, but now you're fucked.
Yeah, don't do that.
You got to pay all that shit.
Well, that's the other fun thing. You know how we're getting to the nest?
How's that?
Golf cart.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm 44. I drive a car, but I'm like, oh, we're commuting by golf cart.
Now, golf cart's cool any age.
Yeah,
you can be 6, you can be 44, you can be 56, a golf cart. You're like, I would rather drive a golf cart than a car.
Look, my dad, my uncle's got one in Florida. One of my favorite things is that thing has a goddamn license plate on the back.
Right.
It's got turn signals and shit. So it's street legal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we get on the road, we get on 31 or 301A or whatever the fuck it is. And you drive to the restaurant. You'll see like one big ass truck, and it's some dude who just got done doing a construction job, and everybody else are fucking golf carts. And it's just nice to be out in the air.
Yeah.
Dude, I had a friend that was like my brother's buddy first, but we were friends too. And his parents moved down to like Myrtle Beach in one of those communities on a golf course.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I had seen like all like, you have no.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No idea if you've never seen it. Like, there's, like, Cadillac golf carts and, like, truck.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, Ford truck golf carts. And then, like, it was awesome because you could just drive off the course, go to the garage, grab beers, and then just drive back on the course.
No worries. Matter of fact, every golf cart in his community, if you walk up to it, has the keys in the golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. They don't even take the key out of the fucking golf cart. They could go in there and drink for 3 hours and come back, and the cart's still there.
Yeah.
It's a different world. I can't explain it. It's
now I'm looking at the golf carts now, man.
It's unreal, dude.
I'm talking about the two seater. That is a nice ass golf cart.
And you can get them electric. Most of them you can buy an old gas one.
Yeah.
But when you buy a gas one, they go forever. It's like having like a scooter engine.
Dude, and some of them have like electric little coolers in the back.
Oh yeah.
I mean, you don't even need ice.
You can get them with air conditioning in the top.
The only issue I had with my buddy's dad, right? He lived in this really nice community, They had saved up for years, and I'm like, ooh, what are we drinking? He's like, Old Milwaukee. Why the hell are we drinking Old Milwaukee?
Because I like it.
Right? He was like, that's what my dad has always drank. That's all.
It's not a bad beer.
That's all he keeps.
I drank Milwaukee's Best for years. Probably 4 years.
Milwaukee's Best. Did you drink Old Milwaukee?
It's Budweiser meets Bud Light. I mean, it's kind of like Natural Light and Budweiser. It's the same family, but it's not really.
Is it?
Yeah, it's the same. It's same people, just not the same beer. But that's the original. That's the Budweiser. That's the Bud Heavy of the Milwaukee family.
Old Milwaukee.
All right, we're gonna get an update next week on Ted's exciting trip down.
Maybe.
The or I
might
ass.
Have moved.
Yeah, he didn't come back. Motherfucker's gone.
Peace.
Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh man!
A Double Flush production.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.